is performing tonight at the Radio Music Awards from the Aladdin Train, is also up for Artist of the Year in a couple different radio categories. And Pat Monahan from the band is here. Pat Monahan from Train.
Morning.
Hi. Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm starstruck this morning.
Oh, me too. When I saw you guys, I thought, God. Wow.
Yeah, but a different wow altogether. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, what am I doing here?
A different wow.
Now, Ryan Cabrera was up earlier, and he hadn't been to bed yet. Have you had a good night's sleep? Are you rested? Are you been partying all night?
You know, my party days kind of came to a screeching halt a few years ago. So right now, I just like to hear the stories or tell my own from the past. And my tour manager is begging me to get back into that phase of my life. He's like, please, just one night. And he doesn't understand, one night is the rest of my life. Like, I don't turn that off, man. I just keep going.
What was it that changed your partying ways? What made you say, look, enough is enough?
To tell you the truth, we were struggling at the time to get a record deal. And man, I was in the heart of my party.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like maybe I have control over this. Maybe it's not some record company that's going to swoop down and pick me up and think I'm a genius. Maybe I just have to go to work. And so that's what I did.
Oh. Hey, you said if you're not living that lifestyle, then you tell stories. So what's the best Pat Monahan doing something that was probably questionable thanks to alcohol story?
Man, I can't do that. Okay, one time. Well, you know, it's funny because on my 21st birthday, after spending 5 years in the bar scene, you know, because I was a musician, on my 21st birthday, I decided I was going to go out and do the 21 shot thing. And I think I got up to like 17.
Oh, wow.
Before I fell on my face. But my friends used to drop me off in front of my parents' house and just leave me in front of the house next, leaning up against a tree and, you know, craziness.
That happened to me on numerous occasions, too. I'd wind up on my front porch and wake up and like,
yeah,
thanks a lot. Some friends you are. You can't even help me inside and put me in bed or anything?
Well, mine was like, wow, I'm alive.
That's great.
I had no idea I was going to survive that.
I tried the 21 shot thing, and I got up to the point where I don't even know what it's called. What's the shot where there's cottage cheese in there? Or there's milk that like curdles? Or is it a mind eraser?
No.
Or cement mixer or something?
Cement mixer. It's, you put the lime juice in with like Bailey's.
And it curdles in front of you? Oh, you can't
total
do those.
Nastiness.
I think I did the Jägermeister. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, that'll get you to the hospital quick.
That's a big thing in the music industry. You hear a lot of these artists talking, oh, I had a bad night with Jägermeister, this and that. Do you did you have any of those nights with the Jägermeister?
You know, I was born and raised in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And so I just drank whatever was canned or bottled.
Wasn't that Rolling Rock country?
Sure.
La Trobe?
Sure, whatever.
La Trobe is, that's exactly right. La Trobe is very close to where I was raised.
At that point,
And then in Pittsburgh, there was a beer called Iron City.
Hmm.
And that's maybe the worst possible beer you could put in your body.
Worse than Mickey's Big Mouth?
Mickey's Big Mouth has put me close to the recovery room.
We're a bunch of alcoholics here.
Yeah, really.
It's incredible. You guys know as much as I do. Maybe you should stop.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Yeah.
Hell no. Then how would you know? Don't do that.
Exactly.
November 2nd, Train has a new CD coming out, Alive at Last. It's a live CD, Alive at Last. And you actually have a new studio cut on here as well, right?
Yeah, there's a new studio cut called New Sensation, which is not the NXS song.
Okay. Oh.
Is this something you guys wrote?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We gotta play it.
Yeah, let's do definitely play that.
So Artist of the Year tonight, you guys are up in a couple different categories. The way the Radio Music Awards work is they do it by radio format. So yeah. Our format, is it top 40 the other one? Or I don't know how they break it down exactly.
It's one is adult contemporary and one is hot adult contemporary or something. But I think it's kind of who gets the most airplay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with Calling All Angels, Look to the Sky, and Ordinary, I think that they combine all of them. I don't think that they necessarily choose a song. They just choose the year who got the most mm-hmm. airplay. So I think it's pretty mathematical. We could probably find out who won right now by doing the math.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Do they give you a heads up like, hey,
no.
Pat, you guys
they
should
don't tell
chill
you?
Up?
No, it's so funny that you'd think there's not an easier thing to come up with the answer. All you have to do is go research it, find out but no one's researching it. It's almost it's almost like we live in a day where computers don't exist. It's like, oh my God, who won? Well, I don't know. Let's find out. How are we going to do that?
BDS.
Well, you got the internet. Oh my God, but that's all the way over there. I'm not going to go to that.
Now, you guys are performing tonight. Speaking of performances, have you heard about the Ashley Simpson thing? Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
My tour manager, Thomas, told me all about that.
So when that happens to an artist, how detrimental is that? I mean, will this just pass, or is this a big deal for Ashley Simpson?
For me, there are a lot of bitter people about it. You know, there are people who are just like, that career should be over. For me, what do people expect? Did people think she was this genius, incredible talent that they're really disappointed? I mean, I'm asking you that seriously. Like, if you found out Elton John was lip syncing his whole career, you'd go like, oh my God, my heart dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But you find out Ashley Simpson is lip syncing. Did anybody expect that she wasn't? I mean,
come on.
You know
what
I mean?
It's a very good point.
What are our expectations here? Who is she really? Is she something important, or is she something that is, you know, is what she is?
Hey, before you, does Jimmy still live in town? Does he still call Vegas home?
Oh, yeah, he still lives here.
So this is like, but how much time does he actually spend in Vegas throughout the year? Because, I mean, you're touring so much. Or
every time
studio.
We're not together, he comes back. Here. Yep, and hey, I have a question for you guys, too. I'm looking to go to a show tomorrow, and I don't know what to go to, and so I'm going to go see O on Wednesday, but I need something to do tomorrow night. What's going on?
I'd say, is Danny Gann's dark tomorrow night?
I don't know.
Have you seen Danny Gans before?
No.
Master impersonator. He's phenomenal.
You know that he's the entertainer of the year.
Yes. Yeah, we see it on the billboards everywhere.